主，今天早晨，如果你没有赐下焚烧的灵，让我们里面不过去。
Oh Lord, do not pass us by until we meet with your spirit of fire.
我们里面实在有个极大的需要。
Because there is such a great need within us, Jesus.
求你赐下焚烧灵。
And we need you to send down your spirit.
今天早晨，所有的儿女们都在里面等候。
Therefore, all the children of yours are waiting before you this morning.
因为我们里面实在有这个需要。
For there is such a great need within us.
求你赐下焚烧灵。
Oh Lord, send down your fire.
主啊，我们里面实在有这样的需要。
But we are greatly in need of your spirit.
求你赐下焚烧的灵。
Come, great spirit, come.
烧掉我们里面一切的背景下品
and burn away all the draws and sins within us.
所有的恶欲在你面前都要经过焚烧
Let all the evil desire within us be burned away.
今天早间我们里面只有一个心愿把我们自己献在祭坛上
But we only have one desire this morning is to lay ourselves upon your altar.
今天早晨是你得胜的日子
Because this is the moment of your victory
是你的赎回的日子
The moment of redemption
主啊我们实在里面要被验查
So come and examine our hearts
这个焚烧的灵在我们里面要有功效
May the great spirit work effectively within us
主啊早晨我们在这里等候
Lord we are waiting before you this morning
求你赐下焚烧的灵
And we pray, come, great spirit, come.
我们将祷告奉靠你宝贵的圣
And we pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
请坐
Please be seated.
把事情交给家人愿早上主的祭坛上是满了祭物
May there be many sacrifices offered on the altar of the Lord
我们的主要将圣火降下来
So that he will send down his great spirit
焚烧所有的祭物
To accept all the sacrifices
好像我们凭信来到主的面前
And therefore this morning we come to our Lord by faith
我们可以领取血下的权利
Knowing that we are here, we are entitled to receive the privilege in his blood
圣灵已经降临
Because the Holy Spirit has come.
我们向他求那焚烧的灵。
We're asking him to give us the spirit of fire.
我们早间在这里要一同继续交通教会建造的题目。
And this morning I will continue to share with you the theme of edifying his church.
我们一起来看用恩赐来建造教会。
And let us see how we can further build up the church through the gifts.
我们一起来读一下哥林多前书十四章第一节。
Let's read together 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1.
你们要追求爱也要切慕属灵的恩赐当我们这些日子一同读哥林多前书
These days we're studying the book of 1 Corinthians
我们知道在读13章他特别讲到爱
When we came to the chapter 13 we know it talked about specifically love
那爱是一个那么重要的一个根基
And we know love is the major foundation of all
只有爱是永不止息
Only love never fails
先知讲道之能终必归于无有
And the talents of speaking prophecy will end one day
方言也要停止
And the gift of tongues will also cease one day
知识也要归于无有
And the gift of knowledge will stop one day
当我们在读的时候好像这一切都不重要只有爱是永不止息的
So that passage tells us all things will be gone but only love will never stop
所以在十四章一开始他说你们要追求爱
Therefore, in the beginning of this chapter, it says, follow the way of love.
可是他又告诉我们说，也要切慕属灵的恩赐。
But he also tells us, eagerly desire spiritual gifts.
我们知道，一讲到教会的建造。
So when we talk about to build up the church,
那个根基必须是耶稣基督。
We know the foundation has to be of Jesus Christ.
所有的建造的材料必须是从基督出来的生命。
And all the materials with which we build has to be the life from Jesus Christ.
用金银宝石在那里建造。
Has to be the precious gold and the silver and gold.
那我们知道，只有爱是永不止息的。
And we know only love never ceases.
但是在这里我们来看一件事情为什么神还是把各样属灵的恩赐要赐给他的教会
But why does God still give to his church all kinds of spiritual gifts?
那恩赐和建造到底有什么样的关系？
And what does gifts have anything to do with the building up of church?
如果说到那一天，所有先知讲道之能都要归于无有。
Since all the gifts of prophecy will stop one day.
那为什么今天神还要我们追求这样的恩赐呢？
Why does God still encourage to eagerly pursue to desire the spiritual gifts?
我想今天如果我们到一个房子是已经盖好的房子
I guess if you go see a house which is completely built
你到里面去你找不到很多的工具的
When you go inside you probably will not find many tools
也许在每一个家庭的里面在抽屉里面你还有一点点的小小的工具
Maybe you find some miscellaneous tool laying in one of the drawers
但是那个大的锯子那个打油漆的喷的很多东西它不在的
But all the major tools which were used to build the house will be gone
但是在一个房子建造的当中
Well, when you are still constructing a house
那这些工人们他有各样的工具
Then you see all these workers would be equipped with all kinds of tools
那为着来建造教会
For the purpose of to build up the church
的确当整个工程完成了之后
Yes, once the construction is completed
好像这些工具不再需要了
Those tools will not be useful anymore
好像都会过去了
and all these tools will be put away
但是弟兄姊妹在今天
but today
神仍然要我们切慕属灵的恩赐
God still wants us to desire eagerly these spiritual gifts
还要我们用着恩赐我们来彼此建造
with these gifts we can build up one another
所以这些恩赐也是很重要的
therefore it is important to have gifts
也是我们所要追求的
therefore it will be one of the things that we need to pursue
那今天我们来看一下什么叫做恩赐恩赐和建造到底有什么关系
Therefore this morning I'd like to share with you to look at what are gifts and what are the relations of these gifts with the building up of church
我们先来读一下约翰福音
Let's read first John, let's read John
第七章三十七节到第三十九节
Chapter 7 verse 37 to 39
节期的末日就是最大之日耶稣站着高声说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的那时还没有赐下圣灵来因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀所以在这边告诉我们圣灵要降临下来
Here it tells us one day the Holy Spirit will come
那主耶稣说凡口渴的人人若渴了可以到我这里来
Therefore Jesus said if anyone is thirsty let him come to me
所有信他的人腹中要流出活水的江河
And whoever believes in me streams of living water will flow from within him
那这段圣经主耶稣是在节期的末日最大之日在祝棚节的时候最后他所说的
And Jesus said this on the last day and the greatest day of the feast the festival of tents
有许多的人在那里过节
And that was the time people were celebrating this festival
好像非常的热闹
It was a very celebrating moment of the time
但是主知道这些人虽然外面有许多的热闹
But the Lord knew even though they were celebrating outwardly
但是里面却是非常的干渴
However they were so thirsty within
节期的末日最大之日好像人里面显出更大的饥渴
It comes to the last day and the greatest day of the entire festival yet the level of thirstreaches the highest too.
主站起来高声地在那里说
Therefore Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice
人若渴了可以到我这里来
If anyone is thirsty let him come to me
今天若是我们没有得着这样的活水
Therefore if we do not have the stream of living water
我们没有得着圣灵
If we do not have His Holy Spirit,
我们永远是一个口渴的人
We'll always be thirsty.
主要我们到他这里来
So Jesus wants us to come to Him.
他讲到说信他的人要受圣灵
He said, whoever believes in me,
只是关键在于信他的人
Well, I have the stream of the living water. So the key point is whether we believe or not.
他说那时还没有赐下圣灵来
And at that time, He has not yet had the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀
At that time, the Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
到后面我们看见主耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了
And we saw later on, Jesus said, it's the time for the Son to be glorified.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
For a grain of wheat does not fall into the ground and die, be buried, and still remains as one grain of wheat.
若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
But if it dies and will be buried, then many crop will be yielded.
是的，在那里主说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Therefore, Jesus said, the glorified moment of the Son of Man has come.
主耶稣为我们钉挂在十字架上。
Therefore, He was hung on the cross for us.
他的死释放出他永远的生命。
Through His death, His eternal life was able to be released.
他得着了荣耀。
He was glorified.
他埋葬了。
He was buried.
他复活了。
And He resurrected.
他成了那个初熟的果子。
He became that first fruit.
他先升到神的面前，满足父神所有的需要。
He ascended to the Father and to satisfy all the requirements of the Father God.
弟兄姊妹，若是主耶稣他是这样子就做成了所有的工作。
And dear brother, sister, if that's the end of the job of Jesus,
他为我们付了一切的代价。
And he has paid the price for all sinners.
赦免我们所有的罪。
And he has forgiven all the sins.
他也死了，他也埋葬了。
He died and he was buried.
他也得胜，他也复活了。
And he was raised from the dead, he overcame.
然后他升天了。
And he ascended into heaven.
所以我们在礼拜五礼拜六讲到复活。
And these 2 days we talk about resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我有讲到当彼得他在约翰福音第21章最后一章。
And in the chapter 21st of John,
他说我要打鱼去了。
Peter says, I'm going to go fishing.
然后这些同伴这些门徒听到了说我们也打鱼。
And all his fellow fishermen heard his comments and said, okay, let's go fishing together.
好像跟着他要一起去打鱼。
They followed him to fish.
他们曾经听见主的呼召说来跟从我。
Regardless, they were the same group of people heard the call of Jesus, come follow me.
他们把渔船给丢下，把网给撇下。
When they answered the call at the moment, they cast away all their belongings.
3.5年的时间这样子来跟随耶稣。
And they followed Jesus for 3.5 years on earth.
但是主耶稣后来钉了十字架。
But after Jesus was crucified.
是的，门徒们在当时他们受到何等大的试炼。
And that was such a great trial for his followers and disciples.
跑的跑，跑的跑，否认主的否认主。
They fled and they denied the name of the Lord.
但是主耶稣后来复活了。
But after Jesus was raised from the dead.
主耶稣向门徒们显现。
He appeared to his disciples.
他就站在他们的中间。
He stood right in their midst.
手上仍然有钉痕。
And in his palms, he could still see the nail prints.
他的肋旁仍然有枪伤。
And there's still wounds and scars from the pierced.
门徒们看见主，他们喜得不敢相信。
And they were so happy to see the Lord.
因为他们真的遇见了这位复活的主。
Because they indeed encountered this resurrected Christ.
好像他们不需要用相信，像我们一样没有看见就信的人有福了。
At that time, they no longer have to believe because they could see him with their own eyes.
对，的确，他们亲眼就看见这位复活的主向他们显现。
They witnessed with their own eyes the appearance of the Lord.
但是为什么复活的主向他们显现之后
？But how come after Jesus?Appeared to them.
看见了这么大的神迹。
How come after this such a great miracle?
可是他们仍然要打鱼去。
They still want to go back to fishing.
好像回到世界里面。
They still choose to return to the world.
好像跟原本跟随主的时候还不如哎。
It's like they were in a worse spiritual condition than those three and a half years.
他们的确能够没有问题的相信主耶稣复活了。
Yes, they could know. They knew clearly Jesus was raised from the dead.
但是好像复活这件事情对他们来讲是一个客观的事实。
However, the fact of resurrection of Christ was still something very objective to them.
的确是一件事实。
Yes, that was a fact.
但是对他们的生命好像没有这么大的影响。
However, that fact has not much influence over them in their life.
所以在这里我们要觉得很稀奇。
Therefore, we need to be surprised.
是的，主耶稣不只为我们在十字架上他胜过了死亡。
Yes, not only Jesus Christ overcame death on the cross for us.
他为我们复活升天。
He was raised from the dead and ascended into heaven.
他不是单单就坐在荣耀的里面。
He's not just sitting in his glory.
他回来了。
But he actually has come back.
哦，他在圣灵里面回来了。
He has returned in the form of Holy Spirit.
耶稣已经得着了荣耀。
Jesus has been glorified.
所以这位得荣耀之耶稣的灵今天能
Spirit of the glorified Christ
能够今天能够住在我们的里面
can now dwell inside of our spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
你所有神的儿女, 我们可以凭着信,
Therefore, by faith, all children of God can come and claim.
We will
say this is the privilege we're entitled to through His blood.
It's not
a privilege for a minority. But every child of God
has it.
Because the Holy Spirit has come.
所以我们看见这些门徒们,
So we look at the condition of these disciples.
当圣灵降临以后,
After the Holy Spirit comes down, they experience such a great change.
那时候主耶稣已经升天了,
that after the ascension of Christ,
好像主, 复活的主已经不在他们的中间,
the resurrected Lord was no longer physically among them.
可是他们一个一个起来,
However, one by one they stood up.
最后他们为主殉道,
at the end they were martyred for the sake of the Lord.
他们哪里来的这样生命能力?
You wonder where did they get the courage?
这个彼得怎么可能站起来? 传讲这位主的时候, 3000人, 5000人 得救,
and how amazing fact that was that Peter would stand up and preach and thousands would be saved.
就在不久之前, 他还说, 我打鱼去,
that was the same Peter who just claimed to let's go fishing just a few days ago.
在那个之前, 主已经复活了,
and he said that after the resurrection of Jesus, after the appearing of the Lord.
但是我们看见在彼得身上, 当圣灵降临下来,
but you see, once the Holy Spirit comes upon Peter,
复活成了他一个主观的经历,
the fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ has become something very subjective to him.
因为这位复活的主今天就住在他的里面,
because the resurrected Lord dwelt in his spirit from that moment and on.
比一切都更实在,
that was something more real than anything else.
比他眼睛看见这个亲眼看见复活的主还要真实,
more precious and real than the experience he had when he witnessed with his own eyes the resurrected Lord.
主在他的里面,
because this Lord is now within him.
在圣灵里面, 主耶稣基督回来了,
because Jesus has returned in the Holy Spirit in him.
所以我们从这段圣经, 我们知道,
therefore from this passage,
耶稣这话是指的信他之人要受圣灵说的,
we know Jesus referred to this or to those who believe him were letter to receive.
我们从下面我们就认识到, 耶稣已经得着了荣耀,
and when you read on, you know Jesus has received his glory.
所以从我们的里面, 腹中能够流出活水的江河来,
therefore streams of living water will flow from us from within.
我们感谢赞美主,
we thank the Lord and praise him.
当我们交通到耶稣基督的复活,
when we fellowship upon this topic, the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
我们真的知道这不是2000年前 发生的一件事实而已,
we all know it's not just a fact that occurred 2,000 some years ago.
今天主耶稣基督仍然活着,
because even till this moment, Jesus Christ still lives.
他就活在我们的里面,
and he lives right inside of us.
他与我们交谈,
he talks with us.
与我们同行,
he walks with us.
生命窄路, 与我们同过,
along this life's narrow way.
在圣灵的里面,
in the Holy Spirit,
主耶稣可以住在我们最深之处,
Jesus is able to abide in the depth of our spirit.
所以今天我们要认识圣灵的恩赐,
therefore we need to come to know the spiritual gifts.
那恩赐其实当我们信主耶稣基督的时候,
after these gifts, at the time when we first believed in Jesus Christ,
我们要认识说是这一位得荣耀之耶稣的灵,
we have to know is this the spirit of the glorified Christ,
他住在我们里面,
is now dwelling within us,
是住在每一个神的儿女的里面,
is in everyone's heart,
所有神儿子一切的丰盛,
all the fullness, all the abundance in the Son of God,
今天好像一个种子已经在我们的里面,
it's now bearing like a seed in our heart.
所以我们想到说, 主耶稣他怎么样在地上, 他能有各样的恩赐能力,
therefore when you think about how Jesus manifests his power, his gifts when he was a man on earth,
那这一个生命今天就在我们的里面,
the same life now dwells inside of us,
就在每一个神的儿女的里面,
and inside of every child of God.
所以我们说讲到恩赐,
so when we talk about gifts,
我们千万不能想说这是某一些人他们非常特别的一般人,
don't think gifts only belongs to a special group of people,
好像只有他们能够
only certain group of people are entitled to this kind of gift.
只有他们这些人能够做这些事情的,
don't think only a particular group of people can do something like that.
我想我们第一个, 我们需要转我们的观念,
therefore we need to change our concept here.
我们的主已经在圣灵里面回来了。
We have to know our Lord has returned in the form of His Holy Spirit.
他就住在我们的里面。
And He lives right inside of our hearts.
他叫我们凭信来领取。
And He wants us to come and claim it by faith.
写下的权利。
And this is a privilege through His blood.
真的，我们的腹中都要流出活水的江河来。
Yes, the streams of living water can flow from each one of us.
那这是为着每一个人说的。
And this is for every child of God.
我们来读一下哥林多前书十二章第四节到第七节。
Let's read on 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 4 to 7.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。所以圣灵是显在个人身上。
Here it says, each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to the, for the common good.
是叫人得益处。
It is given for the common good.
是给每一个神的儿女的。
And that is given to every child of God.
所以我们在马太福音二十五章，主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
Therefore, Jesus gave this parable in the chapter 25 of Matthew.
他说，天国好比一个人要往外国去。
He said again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man going on a journey.
他把他的仆人们叫来。
Who call his servants.
他按着他们的才干把银子给他们
and entrust his property to them.
有一个给了五千
and to one he gave five talents of money.
有一个给了两千
and to another two talents.
有一个给了一千
and to another one talent.
然后他就到外国去了
each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey.
那领五千的他拿去做买卖
the man who had received the five talents went at once and put his money to work.
他另外又赚了五千
and gain five more.
那个有两千的呢他也去做买卖
so also the one with the two talents gained two more
他也赚了两千回来
and he gained two more
但是只有那领一千的
but the man who had received the one talent
他做什么呢
went off
他把他主人的银子埋藏起来
dug a hole in the ground
然后主人回来了
and hid his master's money and after a long time the master returned
得着五千的他拿多少 来到主人面前呢
The man who received five talents in the first place How much did he bring back to the master?
五千赚五千总共多少
He had five initially and gained five
一万
So he had ten talents
主耶稣基督在那里说那个主人就称赞他
And therefore the master complimented him
你这又良善又忠心的仆人
Well done, good and faithful servant
你在不多的事上又忠心我要派许多的事让你来管理
You have been faithful with a few things and I will put you in charge of many things
那两千的他拿了多少回来呢
How about
他拿了四千回来
two talents. He came back with four talents
所以主耶稣在这边说主人说的话是一模一样的
And the master replied with the same response
并没有说那个一万的就比较怎么样然后这个四千的拿回来的就少了一点
And the second servant did not receive less praise than the first
主耶稣仍然说你这又良善又忠心的仆人
Jesus still said the master replied well done good and faithful servant
你在不多的事上有忠心
You have been faithful with a few things
我要把许多事派你管理
So I will put you in charge of many things
好你可以进来享受主人的快乐
Come and share your master's happiness
但是等到最后那个一千两的
And when it comes to the last servant
他就把一千还回来
And he returned to the master one talent
他怎么说呢
What did he say?
他说主啊我知道你是忍心的人
He said master I knew that you are a hard man
没有种的地方要收割
Harvesting where you have not sown
没有散的地方要聚敛
And gathering where you have not scattered
他说我就害怕
Therefore I was so afraid
去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里
So I went and hid your talent in the ground
请看你的原银子在这里
Look here is what belongs to you
这主人怎么回答他呢
And what did the master reply
他说你这又饿又懒的仆人
You wicked lazy servant
又饿又懒的仆人
You wicked lazy servant
弟兄姊妹主在这边告诉我们这样的一个故事
And this story is given by Jesus himself
我想他是要让我们能够知道
For the purpose that we may learn
今天主已经把 各样的恩赐赐给他的教会。
That how Jesus has given all kinds of talents to his church.
赐给他每一个他的儿女。
A talent given to every child of God.
他最少的是多少呢
？And at least each one will have.
那最少的也有一千。
One talent.
今天在教会里面最常出问题的
And the problem we have nowadays in most church
常常就是这个一千
Is that people they have one talent
常常生的儿女会觉得说 我好像都没有耶
Or usually the people will feel that I really don't have anything
好像只有那一某一些人他们才有啊
Only so and so have more talents
但是主耶稣在这边要让我们知道每一个神的儿女最少最少也有一千
But here through this parable Jesus made it clear to us At least each one of us has one talent
到那一天主回来的时候我们都要向他来交账
One day when Jesus returns We're all going to be held accountable
我们有没有把我们从主所得着的我们拿去做买卖
Have we make proper investment with the talent that he has given to us
也就是说我们要用这些主所给我们的恩赐
Which means, have we used properly the talents that he has given us
然后呢把得来的再来归给他
And also bring back to him what we gain through the initial investment
所以我们看见主告诉我们这样的故事
And Jesus told us a story like this
他实在是提醒我们
In order to remind us
他已经把各样的恩赐赐给他的教会
That he has given unto his churchAll kinds of gifts.
叫我们照着所领受的，我们在这里彼此服侍。
And the gift is given according to our capability, and with these gifts, we can serve one another.
叫我们用这些恩赐，我们来建造教会。
Use these talents so that we can build up one another.
我们再读一下彼得前书第四章第十节。
Let's read on 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的好管家他说个人都要照着所得的恩赐
Each one should use whatever gift he has received
也就是我们都有所得的
Which means each one has something
然后彼此服侍
And is used to serve others
做神百般恩赐的好管家
To faithfully administer God's grace in his various forms
有一个橄榄球队的教练
And that was his soccer team
Football
team
那是一个很有名的
It was his famous team and his coach
那有一次别人就问他
One time somebody asked him this question
他说这些职业的这些球队啊这些运动
And the fact that we have all these professional teams
那对于整个美国人来讲他们的健身方面有没有什么帮助
Does it increase the overall fitness level of the nation?
因为这么多人他们都对这些职业的这个橄榄球啊各种球他们都非常的有兴趣
Because of these teams many people have started having interest in all these sports
那所以呢大家希望说是不是这些运动啊让很多的人他们呢都得到一些帮助
So the fact of all these teams available does that help the overall fitness level of the country
那后来这个教练呢他的回答让人家很吃惊
And his answer was very astonishing
他说、完全没有
He said not at all
他说你想想看
He said think about it
橄榄球的一场比赛当中
When you watch a football game
好几万人这好几万人是最需要运动的人他们都坐在台上
There are tens of thousands who needed exercise the most They were doing nothing but sit there and watch、
啊、他们在吃 hot dog
They were eating a snack like hot dog
他们在喝 coke
They were drinking coke
啊，这些最需要运动的人都坐在这些看台上。
The group that needed exercise the most were doing nothing but sitting down.
他们在干嘛呢
？And doing what？
他们在看那些22个人是最需要休息的人。
They were watching those 22 who needed the rest the most.
他们最需要休息的这些人在下面跑来跑去的。
And these 22 people were doing nothing but running around.
后来有人就讲，这有时候好像是我们的光景哎。
And people made a comment that you know that sure sounds like our condition.
神所要的是我们每一个人都起来动啊。
What God needed is that everybody gets up and work around.
呀，我们都需要 exercise.
We need to exercise.
我也需要 exercise.
He needs exercise.
那二十二个人。光是22个人在那边跑来跑去的，累得要死。
Only 22 some people running around, almost exhausted themselves completely.
但是常常我们是坐在看台上的。
And we usually just sit on the platform, watch.
吃 popcorn, 吃 hot dog, 喝 coke.
Eating junk food, drinking junk drink.
主把恩赐赐给我们每一个人。
But the Lord has given to us, each one of us, a gift.
那就是要我们来用这样的恩赐。
For the purpose that we can use these gifts.
用这些恩赐我们来彼此服侍。
So that we can serve one another.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹有时间我们回去再读一下哥林多前书12章。
So when you have a chance, go home and read the chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians.
当然读完12章你可以读13章。
And you can continue on from there.
读13章完了再读14章。
And to 13 to 14.
看见这些恩赐神已经赐给他的教会。
You're going to see that how God has given unto his church various forms of gifts.
但是我们要怎么来运用这些恩赐。
And how can we use these gifts?
怎么样让这些恩赐在教会里面发挥它的功用
？And how can we make these gifts useful in the church of God？
叫我们彼此服侍
，so that we can serve one another。
所以彼得前书告诉我们说，要我们做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Therefore, in 1 Peter, it says we shall faithfully administer God's grace in its various forms。
我很喜欢。这个管家这个字
And I really like the word administering here
管家的意思是什么
Actually in Chinese it means the housekeepers of these gifts What does it mean to have housekeepers?
也就是说这些东西本来不是我的
Which means we don't really have the ownership to these things
是神交给我们来管理的
But God has entrusted these things to us
就好像我们拥有的钱财
Just like the money we have
它不是真正是我的
We don't really own it.
是今天神交给我们来做一个管家。
Instead, these money are entrusted by God that we are just keeper of this money.
来管理这些东西。
We're supposed to manage properly this money.
让神能够来使用。
So that God can use them.
你说这些东西现在真的是我的。
You may say, hey, these are mine.
这银行的账号这个名字是我的。
And then the name and account number of the account in the bank is mine.
为什么说不是我的呢
Look, it's in my name. How come you say it's not yours?
但你想想看100年以后你说这个名字还是谁的呢
Let's take a closer look. After 100 years, whose name is going to be on those accounts?
到底是不是真的是我们的呢
Do you truly own these accounts?
其实都不是真的是我们的。
No, we don't really own these things.
我们不过是暂时在这里管理。
We're just a temporary keeper of these things.
神叫我们做一个聪明的管家。
And the Lord wants us to be wise keepers.
他说今天量在我们身上所给我们的叫我们好好的来管理。
He wants us to faithfully minister whatever things he has entrusted in our hands.
金钱我们需要做一个好管家
In money matters, we have to be smart managers.
时间我们需要做一个好管家
And for our time, we have to be smart managers.
这些时间是主所给我们的
Because God has entrusted time in our hands.
生命气息都在主的手中
Because the breath of life is in the hands of God.
若不是主给我们
Without his permission,
我们下一秒钟在哪里我们都不知道
We don't even know where we're going to be next second.
所以我们要宝贵啊这些时间是主赐给我们的。
We need to cherish the time that He has given in our hands.
我们要做一个时间的好管家。
We have to be wise managers of our time.
他这边特别告诉我们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
He tells us to be a faithful administrator of God's grace in its various forms.
这些恩赐也都是从神所给我们的。
And these gifts are from God.
所以这些恩赐不是为着我们自己来享受的。
It's not for our soul enjoyment.
所以有些人他有一些能力，有一些知识的言语，有一些这个行异能的能力。
Some people may be gifted with the gift to prophesy or perform miracles.
有各样的恩赐。
They may have all kinds of gifts.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们所有的恩赐，我们要做一个好的管家。
But brothers and sisters, with all the gifts we receive from God, the key is that we have to be the wise keeper.
第一个是不能把它埋藏起来。
First of all, do not bury those talents in the ground.
如果你把这些恩赐把它藏起来。
And if you bury your talents in the ground,
主已经把这个医病的恩赐给你了。
Lord has given to you the gift of healing.
当你旁边有人在那里生病的时候
So when people next to you is sick,
你好像把你的恩赐埋藏起来
Don't bury your gift in the ground.
你不去为他祷告
You will not pray for that person.
不去运用你的恩赐
You do not apply the gift that's given to you.
你不是一个好的管家
And you are not a faithful and good keeper.
神召我们要运用这些恩赐
Because God wants to apply the gifts that we have.
其实在我相信神把各样的恩赐赐给他 他的教会是非常的丰富的。And
I believe God has poured out abundantly these gifts into His church.
然后我们要慢慢的一项一项的我们来更多的认识。However,
it will take time for us to gradually discover.
但是今天我们要知道。 神叫我们做一个好的管家。But
the key thing is we have to understand God wants us to be the good and faithful servant.
好的管家不能把主所给我们的藏在埋在地里。A
good and faithful servant will not bury the gifts in the ground.
那一千两的特别求主真的是怜悯我们。Especially
we ask for God's mercy unto those who have only one talent.
特别我们觉得我们好像什么都没有。That's
the kind of people that feel they have nothing.
但是主说你还有一千两。But
the Lord says you still have one talent.
要好好的做一个管家
and be a good and faithful servant of God.
要把它拿出来使用
bring it out and use it.
今天真的生在家里面，如果所有的一千两的都把它拿出来
if everyone that has one talent in the house of God applies the gift they have,
那生的家是何等的丰富
then you will see abundant blessing in the house of God.
生的家真的是不缺少各样的恩赐
we know there's no lack of gift in the house of God.
叫我们能够用这些恩赐来彼此建造
we need to use all these gifts to build up one another.
第一点就是要拿出来
so first thing is to take it out.
第二点呢，就是我们知道这些恩赐不是为我们个人的享受
secondly, we gotta know these gifts not for our enjoyment.
所以每一样的恩赐为着建造神的教会
but for the building up of God's church.
所以我们就知道说每一个恩赐神赐给我们有他的原因的
therefore we know there is a purpose a reason why God has given us a particular gift
必定是为着建造教会有这样的一个需要的
because there is a need in building up his church.
今天如果你看见一个这个打钉子的枪在一个工地上
if you see this nail shooting guns in a construction site
你知道说它是有一个目的的
You know, there must be a reason why that tool is there.
当你看见工人拿起这个胖胖胖这个钉子以前哇要打好久了它胖胖胖几下子工作就做完了
And you see how the workers apply that tool and then you realize how efficient that tool has helped the construction project.
神也许已经把这个这样的工具已经赐给我们了
And God may have given you a tool like that.
但如果我们把它就丢在旁边埋起来不用
But if we bury it in the ground and not using it
那的确你还是可以拿着榔头慢慢的敲啊
Of course, we can still always use the good old hammer and hammer on the nail
但是可能非常的辛苦
But you may have to work quite hard
神把各样的工具好像赐给他的教会
God has given to his church all kinds of tools
就要我们来使用的
So we need to use them
有的时候差一点点你就发现说 哎呀，就是很不方便。
Sometimes just because the lack of one small tool, the construction has to be stopped.
上次我们买了一个那个 foosball 的 table.
Last time we bought this foosball table.
几位弟兄在那里装这个东西。
And a few of us were trying to assemble it.
啊，你装到时候你就发现说，有时候就差这么一点点工具，好像这个事情就非常的困难。
And because the lack of one particular tool. Then we had a hard time assembling it.
那也许那个就是一个很小的一个东西。
It may be just a very small thing.
但是不在于它的大小。
But it really is not important whether it's big or small.
可是因为你有这个需要。
But because there was this need.
那你就需要用它。
Then we need to have that tool.
的确，也许今天我们得着的各样的恩赐。
Yes, we may have acquired all kinds of gifts.
也许你觉得好像不怎么样啊。
And maybe you will think my gift is nothing.
甚至有一个恩赐叫做帮助人的恩赐。
You know, there's a gift called the gift of helping others.
那你觉得，哎呀，这个也不是什么了不起的东西啊。
You may not think highly of that kind of gift.
但是如果你把它埋藏起来。
However, if you just bury it in the ground.
你不去使用它。
Not using that gift.
整个教会，整个身体在建造上就得到一个很受了一个很大的亏损。
And your entire church's building work is adversely impacted.
有一些螺丝钉，它就需要一个 tool， 才能把它拴得好。
A lot of screws may need a particular size of a screwdriver to apply.
你可以用一个大钳子，好像来试着来拴它。
You can use a bigger tool try to screw that screw in.
但是可能到最后总是差这么一点点。But
then because it's improper tool, it just doesn't do the job quite right.
为什么没有那个合适的工具呢？
How come there's no proper tool for this?
一定有人把它隐藏起来了。
It's because somebody hides his or talent away.
他把那个工具就藏在口袋里。
Maybe the tool just right in the pocket.
看见好多人在那里满头大汗在那里弄。
You may wonder the group of people working so hard trying to get that done.
他说我这小东西根本不值一拿的。
He took a look at his small talent and goes, oh, this is really nothing. I should not show forth.
主给教会的一定是足够的。
But the Lord must have given His church complete set of tools.
一定是丰富的。
Must be abundant.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们认识，我们要做百般恩赐的好管家。
Therefore, let's be faithful steward of the keepers of the gifts of Jesus Christ.
照着我们所得的恩赐来彼此服侍。
And with the talents we have received, let's serve one another.
当你知道说我们能够照着恩赐来服侍别人。
The fact that we can actually serve others with the gifts from God.
我们来用这样的恩赐。
The fact that we can actually apply these gifts.
这个恩赐就越来越丰富。
It will help us to gain more gifts.
主耶稣在那个故事里面，他讲说，有的还要加给他。
Because at the end of the parable, Jesus said, those who have more, more shall be given.
没有的，连他所有的都要夺去。
And those who do not have will be also taken away. What he has will also be taken away.
那个五千的赚了五千回来。
The one that has five talents, gain five more talents back.
主说把那个五千再给这个已经有五千的。
And the Lord entrusted him the additional five talents.
那个两千的赚了两千，主说把这两千再给他已经有两千的。
And the one that has two talents returned with two additional talents, the master says, let me give you another, these two additional talents so that you can do more.
那个一千的把它买起来，虽然他拿了一千，他并没有这个做生意亏本呢。
The one that returned with the original one talent, even though he did not suffer loss,
主说把你这个一千的拿来要给那个已经有一万的。
But the Lord says, let me take away the initial one talent and give this to those who has returned with ten talents.
今天我们不要怕来用我们的恩赐。
So do not be afraid to apply the gifts we have.
这个恩赐是不会用完的。
Because you will never exhausted the talents.
你要越用它才会越有。
But more we use, the more we have.
很多人他开始也不知道他有所谓医病的恩赐。
And some people may not even know that he or she has the gift of healing.
如果一个人他从来不为病人祷告。
But if you never try to pray for a sick person.
他可能从来也不会发现说他有医病的恩赐。
You will never discover the possibility that you may have the gift of healing.
但是当你按手在病人的身上
However, when you start to lay hands on the sick people,
真的神可以来使用我们
God is able to use us.
因为神已经把这样的恩赐因着教会的需要他已经赐下来了
Because for the need of his church, God has given to his church that gift.
也许你从来不知道说你有这个知识的言语
Maybe you never know you have the gift of the words of knowledge.
但是我们在主的面前，我们可以求神来给我们这样的启示。
But we can ask God to give us revelation like that.
所以我们知道说，一开始我们读的灵前十四章。
Therefore, in the first verse we read, 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
你们要追求爱。
But follow the way of love.
也要切慕属灵的恩赐。
And eagerly desire spiritual gifts.
这些属灵的恩赐是我们要切慕的。
We need to have eager desire for these spiritual gifts.
是我们要来使用的。
And we need to use them once we have it.
叫我们一同来建造基督的教会。
So together we can build up the church of Jesus Christ.
我想每一个神的儿女，我们都有这样的权利。
And I believe this is something that each one of us is entitled to.
来得着血下的权利。
To receive the privilege given through His precious blood.
得着应许的圣灵。
To receive the promise the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但已经住在我们的里面。
Not only the Holy Spirit now resides inside of us.
啊，那这个丰满的基督，他要把各样的恩赐也赐给我们。
But this fullness of Christ's fullness.Wants to give us more gifts.
我们为着神家的建造，我们不但渴慕，我们要向神来求。
For the purpose of edifying His church, not only we need to eagerly pursue it, but also we need to ask God for it.
啊，我们把自己放在祭坛上。
And we lay ourselves on the altar.
求主赐下焚烧的灵。
And say, Lord, great Spirit, come.
求圣灵在我们身上做更深的工作。
Oh, Holy Spirit, work deeper in us.
求主来使用我们。
Oh Lord, use us.
让我们的腹中流出活水的江河。
Oh Lord, that the streams of living water flow out from us.
不要让这个活水受到我们的拦阻。
Don't let us stop the streams of the living water.
不叫我们有任何一个人把恩赐埋藏起来。
May no one among us bury his or her talents in the ground.
叫我们做他百般恩赐的好管家。
Let us be the faithful servants of his abundant gifts.
让神的家显出那么的丰富。
So thatYour house will be full of blessings.
我们一起求，真的是求神来祝福所有的建造的工程。
Therefore, we need to ask the Lord to bless the construction work in process.
好吧，我们最后再来唱248首。
Let's sing 248 one more time.
带着渴慕的心，我们来唱。
With a longing heart, let's sing the song.
我们今天举手向主来请求。
Come, Lord, in Thy Spirit.
求主赐下燃烧的灵。
Come, O Lord, Great Spirit, come.
我们的心真是渴慕。
Because we have this such a desire.
我们为着教会，我们向主来求。
Let us cry out to the Lord and plead for His church.
好吧，我们站起来唱。
Let us stand up and sing the song together.